to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've got another edition of Agent Ignite, Agent Talk. And this time I've got Jeremy Kane. He's been a realtor for 7 years, doing an average of 30 transactions a year and with Brokers Guild that entire time. Jeremy, I want to share with you, if there was one Agent Talk to listen to, this would be the one, and here's why. We're in a spin cycle right now. We don't know exactly where we're going to be when we come out of this and what the market's going to look like. We have some ideas and everybody's guessing, but really, how are we preparing for this upcoming market? What is the rest of 2020 going to look like? There is nobody better suited for that change than Jeremy Kane, because he's constantly rethinking the entire way he does business. He's always looking for new technologies, new ways to do business, and new ways to relate to his clients. So I'm really excited to start this interview off and ask Jeremy, all right, so you've been, every time I talk to you, it's a new idea. It's something new that you're going to bring to the market. What is the hot topic on your plate today?
I think we're going to continue to be in that virtual showing type arena. My marketing strategy moving forward, especially with listings, is going to say, we're going to give you every chance to keep people out of your house until I know that they're serious. And so to do that, I'm going to do the virtual showings, going to spend a little extra money on the Matterport photography, do some Facebook advertising to try and find some unrepresented buyers or anything like that to help my client's situation and limit the foot traffic to the absolute minimum. And I do a virtual showing, which is really cool, kind of combining my still pictures, my Matterport, and my video that I'm doing. So just kind of providing the whole package virtually to them to show them, especially if they're living there, hey, we're going to try and limit foot traffic to the major players in this and make sure that people want to see your house before they go in. I mean, I would be happy if I could show people five houses and get them under contract moving forward as a buyer's agent. So that's kind of what I'm going to deliver on the listing agent side.
I love that because I think it's so true. I think as people come out of their homes, they're not going to run back to the restaurants, to the bars, to the sporting events, to the public areas, nor will they really want to go into a lot of other people's homes or other people wanting a lot of people in their homes. So to be able to address that right up front is brilliant, because we know that that's going to be the consumer psyche right now as we enter into this new market.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
So, Jeremy, what messaging or what technologies are you using right now, other than the virtual reality, that you'd like to share as far as the direction that you're taking your business?
Well, I mean, I was lucky enough to kind of get pushed into video in January this year. And so when this hit, I was able to definitely provide my clients with some interesting tidbits. I do Why Invest Wednesday on my business page, Jeremy Kane at Brokers Guild. Check it out. It really was inspired by Nicole's Investment Empire class. And now it's just kind of turned into more of a market update, what's going on, and just getting video out there, all kinds of different ad spends and marketing ideas. I have lights, I have gimbals, I have all kinds of stuff that I've spent money on. But that's kind of where I'm at, just video, you taking advantage of the technology. I think people are comfortable on Zoom now. So I think there's a huge opportunity for those kind of first-time homebuyer classes and things that were maybe not as attended prior.
You're constantly thinking about that. Like, we talk all the time, and it's like, okay, let's get into this market. Let's try that domain or that group and start a home buying class, start an investment class. You're constantly thinking, because you're not even really seeing a dip in your business this year through all of this, are you?
I am not yet. I think that eventually we may have a dry month or two, just as real estate's kind of behind the cycle, but I got 4 houses under contract last weekend without leaving my office. And to me, that turned on my, okay, that's really productive. And I'm kind of the guy who doesn't have a transaction coordinator, doesn't have an assistant. I want to maximize my potential and see what I can handle before I start having overhead and things like that. So to me, that turned a light bulb on, like, I can be productive from my house and be a great asset to my clients and also protecting them. At the end of the day, we have to show value. If you think Zillow and Opendoor and all those people are going to be gone forever, that's probably not accurate. But I think we have a huge foothold right now to step up and just say, okay, this is the value we're providing. We're not going to go away. You know, this is how we're going to market your home. This is how we're going to limit the foot traffic, since showings is their kind of their, you know, you don't have to show your house is kind of their motto. Well, if I can get people in your house that are interested, that'll pay full price for your house by spending, you know, an extra $200-$300 on marketing, that's what I'm going to do. And that's a foothold to get ahead of the iBuyer for when they do come back.
And I don't disagree with you at all. I think the technology is going to continue to expand at a rapid pace. And I think that the iBuyers will find their foothold again to some degree. So we have to continue to show value individually. And, you know, it's that boots on the ground. Like, we are here. We know the market. So speaking of, you do that regular weekly, and I've been watching those, your market updates via video and Facebook Live. So where are you finding your content, and what kind of content do you think relates best in this market?
Well, I would say my content comes a lot from Nicole and other people in the industry that I do trust. Nicole's just a very external, all her stuff's on video. She's always available to chat. So I use people that know what's going on. I want to be a support to the mortgage industry, because if the mortgage industry is failing, my business will eventually be affected by that. So I want to talk to the people that know what's going on, the forbearance thing. I had a video on forbearance March 20th out there saying, don't forbear if you don't have to, because that's what I was hearing. And I just kind of went out on a limb and did it, and, you know, used the facts that Nicole and others were presenting to help that out and tell my clients that this could be a problem for you and your credit, especially if you're going to buy a home. But in general, if you can pay your mortgage, pay it. So I just kind of take those things that I hear, current events. I mean, I read the news. I am on Facebook a lot. So I see different opinions and values.
So it really is being that ultimate resource for your clients, for your referral partners, for your family, your friends, letting them know that you've got the content that is current, that's relevant, and that your service is, I don't want to say free for everybody, but you're putting it out there and you're making it available, and they're coming to you and seeing you as the expert. Any last words, Jeremy, as we wrap this up?
Nope. Thanks for having me. Just be kind.
Perfect. It's a perfect way to end this. So absolutely be kind. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.